Hello everyone, Annette and Ada here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Annette and Ada. Today, we're on our final day of What is the Christ, our very last one. These 10 days have been so much fun.
I literally feel like I'm a different person.
I do too.
Than when we sat down for the first day.
I know. Who knew that there could be so much change in 10 days when we're just talking about the same thing, the what is the Christ?
It's been very powerful. I've really appreciated everything that you've shared during the last 10 days. And so what I would like everyone to do is, if you can, not if you have little children, not if you're operating heavy machinery, or not if you're driving, but if it's possible for our last day, just come into a place where you can sit down, lie down, close your eyes, read along with me. But we want to really soak in the words of what is the Christ for this last time. What is the Christ? Christ is God's Son as He created Him. He is the self we share, uniting us with one another and with God as well. He is the thought which still abides within the mind that is His source. He has not left His holy home, nor lost the innocence in which He was created. He abides unchanged forever in the mind of God. Christ is the link that keeps you one with God and guarantees the separation is no more than an illusion of despair, for hope forever will abide in Him. Your mind is part of His, and His of yours. He is the part in which God's answer lies, where all decisions are already made and dreams are over. He remains untouched by anything the body's eyes perceive. For though in Him His Father placed the means for your salvation, yet does He remain the self who, like His Father, knows no sin. Home of the Holy Spirit and at home in God alone, does Christ remain at peace within the heaven of your holy mind. This is the only part of you that has reality and truth. The rest is dreams. Yet will these dreams be given unto Christ to fade before His glory and reveal your holy self, the Christ, to you at last. The Holy Spirit reaches from the Christ in you to all your dreams and bids them come to Him to be translated into truth. He will exchange them for the final dream which God appointed as the end of dreams. For when forgiveness rests upon the world and peace has come to every son of God, what could remain to keep things separate? For what remains to see except Christ's face? And how long will this holy face be seen, when it is but the symbol that the time for learning now is over and the goal of the atonement has been reached at last? So, therefore, let us seek to find Christ's face and look on nothing else. As we behold His glory, will we know we have no need of learning or perception or of time, or anything except the Holy Self, the Christ, whom God created as His Son. What is the Christ?
Lesson 280. What limits can I lay upon God's Son? Whom God created limitless is free. I can invent imprisonment for Him, but only in illusions, not in truth. No thought of God has left its Father's mind. No thought of God is limited at all. No thought of God, but is forever pure. Can I lay limits on the Son of God, whose Father willed that he be limitless and like himself in freedom and in love?
Today, let me give honor to your Son, for thus alone I find the way to you. Father, I lay no limits on the Son you love and you created limitless. The honor that I give to him is yours, and what is yours belongs to me as well. Lesson 280. What limits can I lay upon God's Son? Well, this lesson really encapsulates everything that we have talked about over the last 10 days. Like we've talked about seeing ourselves as limited, and then here whom God created limitless is free. And I do think we've also touched on that peace and the freedom that we feel when we are turning it over and we're allowing the Holy Spirit to work in our lives and not taking it and grasping and just coming from that egoic space that we all know. And I can invent imprisonment for him, but only in illusions and not in truth. Like I can keep myself little. I can have that, you know, grandiosity. And that's also just seeing myself as little. No thought of God has left its Father's mind. No thought of God is limited at all.
No thought of God is forever pure. So I wasn't like spacing out, but I wanted to ask you a question. I thought, wait, there's one more there. So my question for you is, so these three sentences, no thought of God has left its Father's mind. No thought of God is limited at all. No thought of God is forever pure. I always want to say is. So in those three sentences, what does the Course mean by thought of God?
That's who we are. And so you're bringing up to me one of my very, so the Course has 31 chapters. And by the time you get to the 30th chapter, you're just like, oh my gosh, this is the most beautiful, beautiful thing I've ever read. Like the way the Course ends, you just want to cry of joy. But in chapter 30, there's this part where I'm going to get it here. So there's this part, it's called The Thought God Holds of You. Can I just read a little of it?
Please do.
Nothing that God knows not exists, and what he knows exists forever, changelessly. So nothing can change who we are. For thoughts endure as long as does the mind that thought of them. And in the mind of God, all capitalized, there is no ending, nor a time in which his thoughts were absent or could suffer change. Thoughts are not born and cannot die. They share the attributes of their Creator, nor have they a separate life apart from him. The thoughts you think are in your mind as you are in the mind which thought of you. And so there are no separate parts in what exists within God's mind. It is forever one, eternally united, and at peace. So what I've always gotten from that is such comfort is that the sonship in the aggregate is safe in the mind of God.
Mm-hmm.
And as an aspect of the sonship.
So are we.
This identity that I've created for myself is also safe in the mind of God, not the egoic way that I think of it, but it would be more like I, this feeling of peace that I get when I know that I'm part of the sonship and I'm safe in the mind of God.
Yeah.
Not as an individual, but just as part of the sonship.
Right, because ideas leave not their source. That's one Course concept. And we are those thoughts or those ideas in the mind of God. We never leave our source.
Can I read one more line from this?
Sure,
that I have highlighted. The thought God holds of you is perfectly unchanged by your forgetting. So that is always so comforting when I have, you know, when I've coming from this place of littleness that we have been talking about, that that doesn't change how my Creator sees me or how I was created just because I have this thought.
Right. We're shifting back to how our Creator views us rather than how we view ourselves. And that is what is the Christ.
Completely unaffected by the turmoil and the terror of the world, the dreams of birth and death that here are dreamed, the myriad of forms that fear can take, quite undisturbed, the thought God holds of you remains exactly as it always was. Nothing can change how we were created.
Nothing.
Nothing. So when we look at today's...
And we're not going to make that hard.
No, and that's what you've taught me. That's what you've reminded me of this time is like, we're not going to give ourselves the permission to make it hard. We're no longer going to have the luxury of making this hard. We're going to see ourselves as who we truly are because that is the truth of who we are.
And why would we want to accept another truth? Like all the other truths, little t truths, really pale in comparison to that one.
I think that's why our lesson for today, lesson 280, is what limits can I lay upon God's Son? And it would be like, why do I even want to do that? Today, let me give honor to your Son and thus allow alone I find my way to you.
Yeah, it'd be like slashing my own tires. Why would I do that? Like, that doesn't help. I can't drive anywhere. I can't do anything. It just does nothing but hurt me. So why would I do that to myself? And
I think as a group, you know, we've really come a long way from when we first started and, you know, all those first lessons and all that we've learned together. And this is a time where together we can also say, you know, we're not going to see ourselves as little anymore.
No.
We're going to see ourselves as who we were created as and how the thought that's in the mind of God hasn't changed at all. It's like this line in the lesson, can I lay limits on the Son of God whose Father willed that he be limitless and like himself in freedom and in love? Seeing ourselves as who we truly are. And that's not being special or braggadocious. It's seeing ourselves as who we truly are. And when we do that, what, you know, you have been a big help for me these last 10 days, because ever since, you know, and I know it's only been a few days, but I can take a trip to Negative Town quite easily. And then when you said, well, do we have the permission to make this tough? When you said that a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
That was life-changing for me.
It was for me too,
it was,
actually.
It was just so, do I still have the luxury of making this tough? And the answer is no, and I don't even want to give myself that luxury.
No, why do we want to make ourselves little? Like, that's what we need to ask. When we're on the cusp of going to Negative Town, going down those same old roads that we've all, those well-worn paths. That's the question. Why do we want to do this to ourselves?
And it's then giving ourselves permission to really see ourselves as the light and to let the light shine. You know, that old little Sunday school song, This Little Light of Mine, I'm Gonna Let It Shine.
Yes, I do remember that. And we also have the better way. See, the another thing is sometimes we can say, well, I want something different, but I don't even know what different would be. We don't have that luxury either. We do know what different is. We're on lesson 280. We know different exists. We know what that, we kind of have an idea of what it looks like. We know we have help.
We know we're not alone. We know we have our counselor, a friend. We know that we even have one another in this group.
Exactly.
That if we want to go back and review a lesson, we can just do it. It's there.
Exactly. Speaking of that, nice segue, and you didn't even know you're doing it. I was hoping to read lesson 271 to 280, just the titles in order.
And we'll say goodbye after that?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Thank you. Yep.
Okay, so this is our journey through...
And you're going to do this for us.
Yes. This is our journey of through what is the Christ. Christ is the vision I will use today. How can illusions satisfy God's Son? The stillness of the peace of God is mine. Today belongs to love. Let me not fear. God's healing voice protects all things today. The word of God is given me to speak. Let me not bind your son with laws I made. If I am bound, my father is not free. Creation's freedom promises my own. What limits can I lay upon God's son?
Thank you, Ada. And thank you for joining us for What is the Christ? We'll be back tomorrow with an entirely new section, What is the Holy Spirit? But for today, just really enjoy and soak in lesson 280, What Limits Can I Lay Upon God's Son? See you tomorrow.
See you then.